wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. Last night, folks, 3A basketball out at Eagle Ridge Academy, school I'd never heard of before, actually, but smallest gym I've ever been in, I gotta say, was like a middle school gym. And out there last night, Platte Valley taking on the home team, Eagle Ridge Academy, in the first game of our two on Preps Radio, and then Pete Freeman's Highland Huskies against DSST Green Valley Ranch last night. Doubleheader, and boy, the first game, Platte Valley comes out and I mean, a game of runs, it really was, with the home team. And the size, I think, of Eagle Ridge Academy, they're big. And they had gave them a little bit of trouble inside last night. And Platte Valley had a chance at the end, down a point, scrambling for the basketball. Thought there was a foul at the end of the game. They didn't call it. And the Broncos lose 51-50 against Eagle Ridge Academy. So they're done for the year. Then our nightcap last night, and we're going to hear from the winning coach, Pete Freeman, in a second. The Huskies, the Highland Huskies, I'm telling you what, man. Pete Freeman made a coaching move that won the game last night. I'm just going to flat out say it. Coach Bruce Dick and I were calling the game, and Bruce said right away, he goes, I love the change. Down about eight, they were down 8 to 12 points in the third quarter, the Huskies were. And Pete Freeman moves to a zone defense against a team that had pace. DSST wanted to get up and down the floor. They had Babineau, the kid that was hitting everything in the moon last night. They wanted to get up and down the court last night. And Pete goes into a zone, and they just didn't know how to deal with it. And so what they did, the boys from DSST Green Valley Ranch, is they just stopped playing. They went really deliberate, really conservative, and it really changed the pace of the game. I think they took themselves out of the game when they couldn't deal with the zone. So interesting situation there. And a 26-3 run in the fourth quarter, and the Highland Huskies come away with the 68-53 win against Green Valley Ranch last night. So the Huskies on to take on Eagle Ridge Academy today, 5 o'clock on Eagle Ridge's home court. But I like them. It's just, I think the fact that Highland's going to be able to get up and down the court against Eagle Ridge, that's what I saw. Platte Valley's success yesterday against Eagle Ridge was getting the ball down the court in a hurry. And that's what the Huskies are going to do. So I think they roll today, and Huskies get to the Final Eight. But I think they get St. Mary's, if my math is correct, in the opener of that tournament, though. So, and St. Mary's is a pretty salty team, no doubt. We'll talk to Pete Freeman here in about 15 minutes, get the coach up on the air, and talk to him about last night's victory. But a good win for the Huskies, and a 5 o'clock regional championship for them today. Our show brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, great sponsor of the program, going on 10 years now with Gould Parts, and they do so much for us. Get down, talk to Alan, Vic, Marie, the whole gang down there, and just say thank you for the your coverage on Preps Radio and for all of the sponsorship at KFKA. They are huge in what we do. We thank Gould Parts. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street in downtown Eaton. So look for the Napa sign on the front. Quality Napa parts at Gould Parts. Stick it up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in that magic town of Eaton, Colorado. Eaton boys got a win last night. They get Sterling for the third time in about 11 days. On the road again, coming up in the regional championship today. So let's get to all of the matchups. Let's go down 3A boys and then 3A girls real quick, get those set up for you today. Let's go. Last night, St. Mary's, the one seed, beat Delta 81-59. They'll take on the University Bulldogs, Bobby Irvin's team. They slam Lutheran 70-48 last night. What a run for University. Both Tate and Desmond Williams had big games. Cannon Padilla played well. Talked to Bobby Irvin on the way home from our game last night. Bruce and I did, and Bobby was really pleased. He said his team really played well. So they'll have to go a bunch against St. Mary's today, though. The 17th seed against the 1, that'll be at 2 o'clock this afternoon at St. Mary's High School. Region 8, that's the one we just talked about. Eagle Ridge Academy will be at home against Highland, 5 o'clock tonight. Region 5, that's at Centauri High School. Centauri beat Pinnacle 67-29, and Salida beat Alamosa 66-51. So Centauri, the 5 seed, Salida, the 12, for that regional championship today at 1 o'clock at Centauri. Colorado Academy, a team that had come in kind of missing the boat a little bit. I think they dropped two of their last three. They beat Moffitt County 67-56, so the 4 seed at home in the tournament. They'll face Pagosa Springs for the championship today at 1 o'clock. Colorado Academy, Pagosa beat Academy 57-32, so the 4 versus the 13 in that one. Sterling, how about the Sterling Tigers? They beat Prospect Ridge 60-18. Mike Holloway's team is going to be tough to beat in this tournament, I think. Eaton Reds, they took out Colorado Springs, Dean Grable's team, 71-56. So the 15-seed Eaton takes on the 2-seed Sterling on their home court for the third time in about 10 or 11 days. I mean, unbelievable run here. Regular season finale at Sterling, the district tournament at Sterling, and now the state tournament, the regionals, at Sterling. How about that for a death sentence? Three times in a row. Maybe the third time's the charm for Walker Martin, Mitch Haythorne, the Grables. Maybe the third time's the charm. We'll see. I believe, if my math is correct, Dean Grable's not beaten the Sterling Tigers in his career at Eaton. So a lot of things against the Reds today, but that's why they play him. We'll see what the 15 does against the 2 at 1 o'clock today at Sterling High School. Manual beat to Brush, 83-72. Good for the Diggers to hang in against a tough, playoff-savvy Manual team. 83-72. Brush hangs in within 11, but Manual, the 7 seed, gets the win. They'll take on Faith Christian today at 1 o'clock at Manual High School. Faith Christian beat DSS team Montview 61-40. But, boy, and I've talked to Bruce Dick about this all the time. The Manual's just one of those teams that just cranks it up for the playoffs. So, like Manual, the 7 seed in this situation here today. Let's see, Resurrection Christian, they roll Fort Lupton 73-32. So Ryan Yoder's team is off to the regional championship. That'll be at 1 o'clock today. They'll face the 22 Manitou Springs, who had a little bit of an upset. They beat the 11 seed Middle Park 54-51. So 22 over the 11, Manitou against Resurrection Christian at Res Christian. That's a 1 o'clock game today. And the Aspen Skiers, they roll Denver West 65-26. I don't think anybody wants to play Aspen right now. They'll take on Englewood. Englewood got by Kent Denver. Not got by them. They smashed Kent Denver 81-58. So the 14 seed Englewood against the 3 Aspen. That's at Aspen High School. That'll be going tonight at 5 o'clock. Let's do the same thing with the girls' side now, the 3A girls' state bracket. Well, the Platte Valley Broncos, of course, did what they do, the Schistlers and company, the Buntings, Cassie Riding, everybody out there. Platte Valley wins 59-20, 39-point win for the girls, the defending state champions, certainly the team to knock off in this tournament. They'll take on Kent Denver today at 11. That's an 11 a.m. game out in Kersey today. Kent Denver and Highland last night to the final there. Did we get a final on that game? No, I didn't see the final on it, but it was a Kent Denver win. Platte Valley, Kent Denver today, the 1 versus the 17 at 11 a.m. at Platte Valley High School. Lamar in Region 8, they beat Denver West 67-41. The Eaton Reds, Todd Hernandez team, here they come again, folks, 44-23. Can they get to the Grade 8? They'll take on Lamar. Yep, think they can beat Lamar today, 1 o'clock. The 8 seed Lamar, the 9 seed Eaton at Lamar High School. Lutheran beat Manitou Springs. They are hosting their regional 64-28. They win that one. So the 5 seed's going to take on, let's see, I take that back. Where did we go? 5 is Lutheran taking on St. Mary's, the 12. St. Mary's beat Skyview Academy 77-68 in overtime. So the 5 versus the 12, 1 o'clock today, Lutheran and St. Mary's. Grand Valley High School, Grand Valley beat Buena Vista 60-51. The 4 seed there, they'll take on Colorado Academy. We're talking girls right now. That's an 11 a.m. game today. And the University Bulldogs. Matt Baumgartner's team, the 2 seed in the tournament. They slammed Eagle Ridge 55-15. So Taryn Krabig and Emery Trujillo and company, big win there by 40 points. They'll take on Coal Ridge. They beat Resurrection Christian. I thought we might get Res and University in this regional final today, but we'll get Coal Ridge instead. Love University in this one. 1 o'clock game out at UH today. Academy, Jefferson Academy beat the Academy 53-47. That's at the Academy last night, so big upset there. Jefferson Academy will take on Delta, the 10 seed, who beat Alamosa 47-35 on the girls' side. And what else have we got? Pagosa Springs will be taking on Colorado Springs Christian. They both won last night. And Vanguard will take on Centauri. Vanguard's the 3 seed. They beat Strasburg 50-44 last night. So they'll take on Centauri in that regional championship there as well. All right, let's set up. Let's go and set up the 4A and 5A girls. They played last night. The final four for 4A and 5A girls will be Thursday and Saturday at the Coliseum. And it looks like this. Let's go girls first on the 4A side. Windsor last night, they beat the Evelyn 63-38. So Karen Nichols' team, the number one seed in the tournament, they roll. The Meade Mavericks beat Severance 64-46. Good year for Chad Lonzo, and just a good year all the way around for Severance, boys, girls, the whole nine yards. But Meade's a terrific team, and they will take on the Windsor Wizards. But boy, can anybody beat Windsor? I mean, maybe Mullen is the team, right? Mullen looks salty right now. They beat Roosevelt. Wow, they slammed the Roosevelt girls 59-27 last night. So Mullen, the defending state, two-time defending state champion. Boy, don't you think the Windsor Wizards, Karen Nichols and company, want another shot at Mullen? You bet they do. Green Mountain beat Holy Family on the girls' side last night. So in the final four, you've got Windsor and Meade. This will be Thursday at the Coliseum. Windsor against Meade, Mullen against Green Mountain. The winners will play for the gold ball on Saturday. Okay, let's get to where else did we want to go? We want to go to 5A girls. Let's jump over there real quick. 5A girls, can I find you on this? There's my bracket. 5A girls look like this. Valor Christian beat Chaparral last night. Final score there was 54-44. Arapahoe rolled Fossil Ridge, beat them 53-46. So in one matchup in the final four on Thursday at the Coliseum, we'll get number one Valor Christian. These are 5A girls we're talking about, and number five Arapahoe. Bottom of that bracket, Highlands Ranch will take on Grandview. Highlands Ranch, a 54-39 winner over Doherty. Grandview beat Cherry Creek 60-38. So four teams left in the 4A or the 5A girls: Valor Christian, Arapahoe, Highlands Ranch, and Grandview. Go to boys 5A now. Let's get to that state tournament and get it up on the board here. These will be today's games, so check them out. 12:30 game today. Out at these are 5A quarterfinals, and I'm told 5A quarterfinals at the Coliseum today. 4A boys and girls quarterfinals last night were home seeds, but they'll join the 5A teams down at the Coliseum coming up for the final four. Fossil Ridge down at the Coliseum today. The 2 seed takes on Legacy, an FRL matchup from earlier this year where Fossil Ridge ran off a 32-point win against Legacy. So Matt Johansson's team, a heavy favorite today. They would take on the winner of Chaparral and Eagle Crest. That's a great matchup at 2 o'clock down at the Coliseum today, and that would be very, very interesting to see. You've got 4 teams left in the tournament, or 8 teams left as of today. You'll have 4 teams coming up into the Final Four starting on Friday. 5A boys and girls will go Friday, Saturday for the Final Four and championship. But, yep, it'll be Fossil Ridge. I think Chaparral gets there, and they beat Chaparral earlier this year, so we'll find out what that looks like. But I'm thinking that the chalk wins here in the 5A boys. Thunder Ridge, Denver East, Fossil Ridge, and Chaparral all get victories. I think today we'll find out exactly what that looks like coming up. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back in a moment. Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach at Highland High School. Big win for them last night, a 26-3 fourth quarter run for the Huskies. Talk about a game that just absolutely turned. That's what we saw last night with the Huskies' victory. We'll come back and talk to the coach. It is Preps Rewind today, a Saturday. The snow's coming. trying to hold it off right now, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back on a Saturday. Preps Rewind here. It is Regional Championship Saturday. Last night we were out at Eagle Ridge Academy. One of the games I've watched that, boy, turned more than I've seen a game in a while. Highland Huskies and Green Valley Ranch last night, DSS T-team. I thought the Huskies were in a little bit of trouble third quarter of that ball game last night. But one of the best coaching decisions I've seen in a long time, Pete Freeman was able to pick up last night. Coach joins us right now after a big 68-53 win to get to the regional final today. Coach, how are you today?
Good morning, Clark. Long time no see.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Tell me about that game last night. That was a lot of fun. First of all, tell me about the gym. I don't think I've been in a smaller gym. Have you?
Yeah, I've coached a lot of 2A games the last few years. I've been in a lot of small gyms.
Man, oh mercy.
I'm a little surprised that they didn't make him go somewhere to host a regional somewhere else.
But yeah, me too.
That's what it is.
Me too.
When I was at Liberty way back, when we won districts the one year, we had to host at Rocky Mountain. They want to let us host at Liberty. So I'm kind of surprised that one's getting hosted there.
Yeah, me too. And it was I was closer to the play sometimes than some of your players, but it was a fun game though. Talk to me about the decision. This is a pretty good team, the Green Valley Ranch team. I mean, they were very effective. That Babineau kid was crazy good, don't you think?
Yeah, they were good. I knew all week. I mean, as soon as the draw comes out and you have no idea and start watching film Sunday night, last Sunday, and it's like, we're in for a battle here. You could tell how quick they were. You could tell they were good basketball players. You could tell the way they moved the ball. So I knew all week it wasn't going to be easy. Obviously it was not.
Yeah, from a pace standpoint, Pete, last night I've looked at it, and both you guys and Green Valley Ranch like to get up and down the floor. So sometimes you take a team out of that pace like you guys did last night. What was the decision to go to a zone? Was it the pace factor, or were you just trying to mix things up a little bit?
So that zone, you know, when I coached with Coach Altergaard, that's all we ran. We ran that zone, you know, 32 minutes a game almost always. And when I took it to Highland, you know, we've put it in every year. We've never used it. Put it in this year. I thought this group of kids I have at Highland was more suited to maybe run it than what I've had in the past. And really, we never really brought it out at all until the University game last week. Thought we were pretty effective with it against University when we kind of, same thing with University. They came out and tied that game, and we went to it and kind of let us win that game. And so last night I thought we were going to use it, and then when we finally put it in, I thought I did it too late. They kind of stalled with the 10-point lead most of that third quarter. So that zone's hard. It's different than other 2-3s. It takes a lot of work to understand where you're going and what you're doing and what's open and what's not. And, I'm sure DSST's never seen us in it or scouted for it. So I think we caught them a little bit by surprise.
Yeah, there's no doubt you did, and it really took they got very deliberate against it because they didn't know how to attack it, and it just changed all the momentum they had in the basketball game, I thought. It stopped their pace of play, and then I got to say, you guys took off. What a fourth quarter. You guys play heads-up defense in the fourth quarter. You go on a 26-3 fourth quarter run. That's got to be one of the best fourth quarters you've seen your team play.
For sure. I didn't quite realize it was that much until I got to see the book afterwards. I knew we were getting stopped. I knew we finally got to see the ball go in the hole a couple times for us. And that thing went from down 10 to up 10 in a hurry, it seemed like.
Yeah, it turned really fast. That's what Bruce and I said is, all the games we've seen, that one just turned on a dime quicker than most of the games we've seen. But a good victory for you there. Let's talk about some of the kids last night and their performances. Again, the super freshman steps up 25, and the official number is 17. I had him just short of 100 rebounds last night. But Sawyer Morgan, Pete, was, again, unbelievable. The freshman's just getting better and better all the time. But to watch him on the court go after a loose basketball, it's pretty amazing.
yeah, he did a good job. You know, I kind of felt, I mean, we were kind of falling apart there a little bit in the second quarter, beginning of the third, and making turnovers, unforced turnovers, and, you know, that allowed Jim and do or die, and he just kind of stayed calm and, you know, got some rebounds, got some buckets, and just seemed to keep us in that game for a little bit, just kind of the steady the storm. You know, you can't say enough about the kid. He's really good. He really is.
Good. There's no doubt. And we talk about Hyatt Toll always. Hyatt hit a three last night. I think that was from another county. He's got some range, there's no doubt. Stankies did what they do. The guy I want to throw kudos to was Ian Skanga last night.
Yeah,
I thought Ian played a terrific basketball game. He had 8 boards. He was the Hustle Award winner last night. I thought Ian Skanga was terrific. Kind of the lone senior out there for you. I love the fact that he had a big game, you know, in his senior year here.
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, he's just, you know, you never know what your rotation is going to look like. You try to figure it out, and Ian's just worked so hard and done all the things we've asked. And, you know, he's earned playing time, and he's earned every minute he's out there, and he's a high energy guy, and he goes hard, and has made some plays. I mean, he really has. You know, you look at kind of the bigger games we've played this year, he seems to always have about 4 to 6 points and 6 to 8 rebounds, and that's huge.
Sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. A great, great role player. There's no question. Eagle Ridge Academy tonight to get them on their home court, 5 o'clock for the championship. This team, they're pretty sneaky because they're big. I mean, they go 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". It's just a big team. They're long. Here's the thing, though, Pete. What I saw from the game last night against Platte Valley is you can beat this team up and down the court. I think when they got the ball to Wymura, Platte Valley did last night, got that quick outlet, got the ball down the floor in a hurry. They were effective beating the Warriors down the floor last night. Your thoughts about what you saw from a very long team that could pose a lot of teams problems with their height, but I think the way you guys play, I think you can beat them down the court.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're big. They're big. We're going to have to rebound today. You know, we're not a great rebounding team at some points, and it's kind of been a weakness. And you know, we look to push. I wish I could steal Zink or Maven from
just
Bryant
for the day, right?
Yeah, that would help. That would help. Or Rios, I'd take any of those three because I think, you know, we're going to be outsized. We're going to have to really grind on the rebounds, and then we're going to look to push. I like our depth. You know, I think I played 9 kids last night. That's a good thing to play 9 kids in a do or die game. You know, I like our depth, and hopefully we can wear them out. You know, I think we wore that team out last night, and that's the plan today.
Yeah, no doubt. Go play full 4 quarters and come home with a regional championship, and then we get to DU next week. That'll be cool stuff. Pete, great win last night for your kids.
Thank you.
And good luck. Good luck tonight, man, at a big 5 o'clock game.
Right on. Thanks, Clark. I appreciate it.
You bet. Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach out at Highland High School. They will take on the hosting team, the 8 seed, the 9 versus 8, but Highland's favorite in this game. No, make no mark about it. But it's a pretty decent Eagle Ridge Academy team. I just think the Huskies are going to be able to outrun them and outplay them for 4 quarters tonight in the basketball game. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and we've got a couple interviews for you. We've got a Brock Meshack interview and a Kevin Lytle interview for you that we're going to get to you. Come back in a moment on Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA. Welcome back. It is Prep Rewind on a Saturday here. Today, 12:30 down at the Denver Coliseum, Fossil Ridge Sabercats 5A boys basketball quarterfinals will take on Legacy, another FRL team that they rolled by 32 points earlier this year. Bruce and I on Clark and the Coach caught up with Brock Meshack, one of the best players in Northern Colorado basketball this year, no question about it. Second leading scorer in the state. Here's the interview with Brock.
Brock, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. First of all, Bruce and I, Coach, we want to congratulate you, man. Headed to West Texas A&M, next level. Coach Brown and company over there. You're following a guy I used to know at Fossil, Ryan Quaid, over there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm really excited to get down there and get to work after the season's done and after I'm done with school this year.
So, Brock,
really
what,
down there.
What were the things you went through to pick a school? What did that look like? How much did your family have to do with that as well?
Family played a big role in that. I mean, we went down to Canyon, Texas on my visit, and I couldn't have dreamed of anything better than West Texas A&M, and the coaching staff was just amazing. The facilities were amazing, and it just felt like home and a place that I could spend the next 4 years. So, really excited.
Brock, you've had such a great career, and I know that you have some unfinished work, but was it kind of a relief deciding on college so you could simply concentrate on your senior year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That was ever since I've been a kid, my dad's always told me, try to be committed before your senior year so you can play senior year with a free mind and just go out there and do your thing. So, yeah, when Coach Brown gave me the opportunity, I jumped on it right away and committed, and so I could play my senior year all freed up, not worried about the recruiting piece of it.
Brock, a big milestone for you, hitting the 1,000-point mark in a career at Fossil Ridge High School. That's a big number for anybody that gets there. Everything that I read about people congratulating you said it's all about your work ethic. That's the biggest thing, right? You've got the ability. A lot of guys do. You've just got to work your tail off harder than them.
Yeah, I mean, I never want to. I don't want anybody else to work as hard as me. So, I mean, I try to be in the gym every day. I got a lot of people around me that are really good for me, that push me every day, including friends and coaches. And I'm just so thankful of all the people who've helped me out in these past couple of years and my whole life to get me to that point and get me to play in college basketball.
Clark, I'm going to give you an example of Brock that I've witnessed as, you know, we're an opposing coach now, but been keeping up with Brock really since his freshman, sophomore year. We played a late game in a tournament over at Fossil Ridge, and as soon as that game's over, guess who's getting the gun out? And the shooting gun.
That's
right. He's putting up tons of shots. They already played that day. And that's what it takes to become the best you can be. And Brock Mishek is a great example of that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, just.
Great stuff. Yeah, I know, Brock, I got to tell you, man, everybody I've run across said that is what separates you. I mean, you're a great talent. You can do it all on the basketball court, but they said, man, this guy's just going to outwork you there. So that brings me to another question. You, your career at Fossil Ridge, was it kind of what you expected? Did it lay out that way? Have things gone better than you thought they would? Your thoughts about your 4 years at Fossil?
I mean, I'd say yes and no. I mean, last year I was really hoping to make a deep run in the playoffs, and we ran into some COVID issues, and then Rock Canyon comes to our home floor in the Sweet 16, and
yep.
we have a big lead going in the fourth quarter, and we just kind of fell apart a little bit. So going into this year, me and my guys, we weren't going to let that happen again. And I mean, getting to the Elite Eight, we draw a pretty nice draw against Legacy. I mean, they're still a good team. They're going to give us a good game tomorrow. But, yeah, if we play good ball tomorrow, I mean, we should be a Final Four team. And then once you're in the Final Four, all it takes is a couple things to go your way, and you're a state champion. So, yeah, that's been my whole goal since my freshman year is to win Coach Johansson a state championship. So,
well, Brock, talking about the Legacy Lightning, Regis kind of had that kind of game you guys did last year in the Sweet 16. They had a lead, really went cold from the third and throughout the rest of the fourth quarter, and Legacy was able to pull the upset. What'd you learn from that game last year against Rock Canyon?
I mean, going in the fourth quarter with a big lead, you gotta value the ball and you gotta get great shots every time because you got the lead, and you just gotta really limit your turnovers. So if you're having good possessions that are taking some clock up and you're scoring the ball, it's gonna be really tough for them to get back in the game. So I think that's the biggest thing I took away from last year. And yeah, you gotta give Legacy credit for not giving up in that Regis game on Wednesday night. I mean, they could have just given up, and Regis could have scored the ball a little bit better in the fourth. But yeah, you got to give them a lot of credit for fighting back and beating Regis in their own gym. So,
We're talking with Brock Meshack, senior out at Fossil Ridge High School, second leading scorer in the state at the 5A level. Talk about that. Do you know Aiden Cool? I mean, is there any kind of a friendship with Aiden over there at Rocky?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're pretty good buddies. But, yeah, I mean, we've been rivals our whole life, so it's been hard to really be great friends, but yeah, we're definitely friends. But
it's been kind of a fun battle though with you guys at the top of the 5A scoring sheet for you guys. Let me ask you about this game against Legacy. You guys beat them. You rolled them by 32 in the regular season. You're a senior leader on this team. You look at Nick and the guys out there. Do they need a touch on the back to say, hey, this we can't look back at the 32-point win. We got to go take these guys like they're out to beat us. Do you see any issues like that? Do you see a look ahead to the Final Four at all?
I mean, I would say no. I mean, that's the special thing with this group is we don't look past anybody. I mean, we take every game as serious as possible, and we're not looking ahead to anybody. So I think we got to stay focused, and I mean, we play good basketball. I mean, you can see what happens. So.
All right, and I know that I know what you're going to say to this. Last question I got for you. Look, and I'm going to ask you to look ahead. Wouldn't it be cool to get to the championship and see Thunder Ridge on the other side? The only team that's beaten you guys this year would have a chance to go back and smack them.
Oh, definitely, man. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Thunder Ridge, they got a great group of guys down there. They're very well coached. But I think if we see them again and we play better basketball, I think the thing that held us back last time was our third quarter. I think we scored only 5 points in the third quarter, and that's what really gave them the game. But I think if we play good basketball, we're capable to beat anybody in the state of Colorado. So
right on. Well, Bruce has got one
for you. Here you go. You're not going to let anybody hold yourself to 5 points in any quarter the rest of the way. Go out and get it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to win. That's my goal, just winning a state championship. So
absolutely love it. Brock, I thank you for jumping out of class, jumping on the air with us. Good luck Saturday night. And go down there, get a gold ball, bring it back for you, Maddie, and the team. That would be fantastic.
Will do. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Brock Meshack. I said go down and get a gold ball Saturday night. It's 12:30 today at the Coliseum down there. So get on down and take part. Get down there before the snow hits real hard. You can sneak down, get on back here, and everything will be real cool. We'll come back in a moment and continue on the program. Kevin Lytle from the Colorado is going to catch up with us. We'll talk to Kevin in a moment. It is the Preps Rewind on a Saturday from Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back, Prep 3-1 on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. We're really blessed to have so many great riders in the area. One of them that just, I mean, he knocks it out of the park all the time. Kevin Lytle. Go to his Twitter feed, Kevin_Lytle, LYTLE. Great rider from the Colorado, and catch up with him. Got his thoughts on CSU. Big game tonight out at Moby Arena. Boy, to end the season out there, this is going to be fun. We'll talk to Kevin, and here's that interview.
Kevin, how are you this morning?
Doing super. How are you fellas doing?
Fantastic, doing good, Kevin. Man. Kevin, lead us through this Mountain West, man. What I like is that, and this is a guy that you follow, bracketologist Lucas Harkins, has listed CSU and Boise as lead pipe locks. They're in. We don't have to worry. Really? I mean, we've got still, I say we've got a game left, a big game Saturday night for CSU. We've got the whole tournament, too, but he likes those both of those teams. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's kind of where everyone has them. I think CSU could go 0-2, you know, lose to Boise and lose the first game of the Mountain West tournament. I think they'd frankly still be fairly comfortable. Obviously, I wouldn't advise that. I don't think Nico Medved is planning that, but I think they're really strong. I mean, if you compare resumes around, CSU has a really good one. It's not a great bubble this year either. It's kind of a fairly weak bubble. So, yeah, I absolutely think CSU is you know, they've done their work. They're in. Now it's all, you know, playing for seeding, playing for, you know, to try and win the Mountain West tournament. But CSU selection Sunday is March 13th. I think fans will want to make plans that afternoon to watch that because CSU will be picked.
Kevin, the game with Boise State Saturday, is a little of the glamour taken off this game now with Boise already clinching the Mountain West League title?
certainly a little bit from where it could have been. I mean, there, you know, it was looking pretty possible, and, you know, until the other night, it was still possible that it would be a championship game, and obviously that would be incredible. I mean, you couldn't ask for more than a final regular, or, you know, the final game of the regular season being for a championship, but that's rarely how it works out, and that's the case here. So, yeah, it takes a little bit out of it, but for CSU, it's still kind of the same. You know, it's a big game for seeding. Whoever wins it gets another really nice resume win. And then for Mountain West seeding, it's important for CSU as well. If CSU wins, they get the 2 seed. If they lose, probably would end up the 3. There's a lot of different things that can happen, but the real easy solution is just win and you're the 2 seed and you get another nice resume piece. Because right now, CSU wants to keep building up to that, you know, where they could land seeding wise, because right now they're probably in about that 7 range. If you can, you know, go win several more games and end up, you know, a 6, or, you know, I think if they win the Mountain West tournament, I think they would be a 5.
Wow.
So do those things, and obviously you're benefiting your NCAA tournament matchup. So yeah, it's not as glamorous as a championship game, but still a pretty big game.
Okay, now you, I saw on your Twitter that you saw somewhere, was it StubHub, they listed a set of tickets or a ticket for $5,000 for this game, disappeared right away. I got on this morning and I saw one, it said tickets as low as $83, but I think that's in the restroom.
Yeah, I think you're about right there. The secondary market has been huge. Wow. You know, this game was sold out 2 weeks ago. Yesterday when I wrote the piece, the cheapest ticket was about 100. Like you said, I think they've dropped, you know, people, as it gets closer to game time, they drop their price a little bit to still try and make some cash. But yeah, a couple were listed at $5,000 for a little bit of time. I can't imagine they were bought. I'm going to try and find out at the game. My hunch is that someone said, well, I'm planning to go to the game, but I'm going to list it at some crazy price, and if someone wants to come pay my mortgage, I'll take it.
That's right.
But yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, at the start of the season, you could have bought season tickets for the whole year for $199.
Holy Moses.
And now you're looking at buying, you know, one game ticket for, you know, about that same price. It just speaks to how much excitement has been built around this team.
Hey, Kevin, jumping ahead to the Mountain West tournament, who's the scariest team outside the first 4?
I think it's got to be UNLV.
Sure.
They're playing great right now. Obviously, they beat up CSU twice, but they're not alone. I mean, they handled Wyoming last night.
Right.
They're really dangerous. Obviously, they're playing in their home gym in the Mountain West tournament as well. They're going to be the 5 seed. Most likely, they're going to play Wyoming again in the quarterfinal
game.
That's
the way it looked.
Yeah, so I really think I'm not even sure you can call them the sleeper team anymore.
Not anymore,
Everyone's saying that, but they're really dangerous. And outside of them, I think Utah State is interesting. They're, you know, it's still a solid roster, and a lot of those guys, you know, Bean and Brock Miller have gone on really deep runs, played in NCAA tournaments, so they know what to do down there. So I guess they're my secondary sleeper, if we're not allowing UNLV to be called a sleeper anymore. But yeah. I think it's very good for CSU that they're going to end up on an opposite side of the bracket of UNLV.
We're talking with Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and check out his Twitter feed, Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. So Vegas for you next week, right?
Yep.
All right.
Going down Wednesday.
So what does that look like? You leave Wednesday. When you get there, is it, you know, 24/7? You're in that arena the whole time, or do you get a chance to get out and have some fun, a little bit of fun outside of basketball while you're there?
It's a little bit of a mix. It's definitely very long work days.
Sure.
You know, we'll probably spend, you know, 12 plus hours at the Thomas and Mack Center. You know, in those early rounds when teams are playing all day.
Sure.
But yeah, by the end of the night, I always try and make it, you know, a trip up and down the strip. And, you know, obviously it's great people watching. I always enjoy doing that. So yeah, get a little bit of fun, but definitely a very busy week, but a very exciting one, especially when you have a league this good.
Where do they have you guys staying this time?
So I am staying in the Excalibur.
You are,
nice, convenient straight shot right down to the Thomas and Mack. And basically all I do is sleep a few hours a night there, so it doesn't really matter where I am.
Yeah. So you really do sleep a couple hours a night.
exactly.
when you get to the Excalibur, look at there. Right when you walk in, the sports book is off to the right. There's a chandelier there that I'm pretty sure I bought. So, yeah, you'll be able to look at some of my money hanging from the ceiling. Talk to me about spring football. I like this. I saw that little jot from you that public is going to be allowed into spring football practice at CSU this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge change. Obviously, you know, during the Steve Adazio tenure, everything was locked down. Part of that was COVID, so that was outside his hands. But even when things loosened up, they were very paranoid about anyone having any access, didn't want to share any information about the program, kind of said, you know, blindly trust us. You know, things, you know, we're improving. Just believe our word. And now it's going to be wide open. I don't really recall spring practices being open to the public. Obviously a spring game usually is, but every practice. So, Jay Norvell, you know, metaphorically threw the doors wide open, said, come on in. So, it's a really big change in kind of culture and message to the fans. And I think it's important. I think fans really, really want to reconnect with the program.
Sure.
And Jay Norvell is making those steps to make it happen right now.
And Kevin, with football recruiting, is it completely over? Are they locked in for next fall, or is there still a couple scholarship opportunities for some transfer portal transfers?
Yeah, they have. If my math and memory are both correct, which are both shaky, I believe they have three spots open for. They've held them for after spring. I think there's three left to fill before next season scholarships. And then obviously there will be walk-ons and such. But I believe three scholarships left. And they've moved on to recruiting the next class, you know, the kids who are currently juniors. I've seen a ton of offers going out to that class as well.
Kevin, let's jump to high school basketball real quick. When we talk about City of Fort Collins teams and the Final Four at 5A, we're usually talking about Matt Johansson and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. They'll take on Legacy Saturday night, and a team that they rolled by 32 points earlier this year, and the winner of that is going to get to the Final Four. So chances are Fossil's got a great, great route to get to the Final Four and try to go get a gold ball, but kind of reminds you of 2014. I think you said earlier, right?
Yeah, it's really special what they're doing. It's fun to see. I mean, I know I didn't cover the game last night, but my colleague Chris did, and just reading his story, sounded like gym was absolutely packed. As
great. It was
a
really nice atmosphere.
Bruce was there, yeah.
Yeah, I just love that atmosphere, and it's so great. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it was 2014 Matt had that team that was undefeated until the title game, played that really good Denver East team.
Yeah, Rudy Carey's team.
But this gives me a lot of memories of that, and it's just awesome to see. I mean, obviously, you know, no game is guaranteed now. I know they beat Legacy badly, but you know, playing a league team in the playoffs is always tricky. But,
sure.
But man, Matt, this is just a perfect Matt team. You know, they defend really well. They, you know, they have a lot of guys that can score. You know, they're very connected, clearly. So it's cool to see. You know, Coach, I know you guys, I guess, are technically rivals, but I know there's, you know, a big respect there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
gotta
be fun.
No, I certainly, Kevin, I certainly hope Matt brings home the gold ball. Denver East is in the way. You know, and there's some history there, but they beat Denver East earlier and played really well. I think their key, Brock Meshack's going to bring his A game, I think, every night. If they can get those other guys to shoot as well as they shot last night, they're going to be in games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a special team, and it's really cool. It's so fun when we have you know, teams like this that can go on a run like this, and, you know, grab some attention for Northern Colorado and, you know, let some people know there's some pretty good ball happening up here. So just love it. You know, Matt has done just such a phenomenal job with that program through the years. It's cool. You know, I know he doesn't care about the recognition, but it's cool for, you know, people to kind of realize how good that program is.
Well, before Las Vegas, Kevin, there's a big, loud night at Moby Arena coming up for you on Saturday night. So that's going to be a 6:30 tip. Is that what I saw for that game?
Yeah, kind of a strange half hour earlier than usual there. But, yeah, night 6:30, so we'll be done a little earlier, which is never bad. But, yeah, it should be a fun night. And, yeah, big game.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Have a great weekend and a super trip to Vegas, okay?
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you, as always.
All right, there's Kevin Lytle from the Colorado One. Love what he does, man. What a great writer. Go to the Twitter, Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. 12:30, don't forget, down to the Coliseum today. Fossil Ridge taking on Legacy. Chance to get to the Final Four. For you guys, we'll talk to you next week. Clark and the Coach, 11 o'clock on Monday. Have a great day, Northern Colorado. Stay safe. Right here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.